If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
This is the OAccess Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa, episode 2. Hey everyone, wagwan, 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 permanent. I am back. I am back, guys. I'm sorry. I was totally thrown off the loop. Ona can't stop holding me for episode 2 because I am back. I did get thrown off the loop because I had family in town and a big celebration for 100th birthday. I just want to big up Dar for reaching that milestone, still having all your marbles together and having a holy pomade. Now, if that ain't goals, I don't know what it is. Dar had like 2 hot men beside her at her birthday party, which took place last month in St. Thomas. Like, yo, Dar, I want to be just like you when I grow up. Just like you, Dar. I also want to give a big shout out to my mama Blue because she's just super, always super supportive. So big up yourself, Mama Blue. You're now born up in out of heat right now in Jamaica, like the rest of us. You cut at the right time. Big up yourself, Mama Blue. Now, I want to rave about you guys. You guys that took the time out to listen to episode 1. I'm so overwhelmed with love. I'm so overwhelmed for all the positive feedback, for all the ratings that you gave me on Apple and everything else that you've done, sharing this podcast with people. I don't know what else I can say. I'm just so overwhelmed with love, and thank you so much. And keep listening, keep sharing, keep telling everybody. Now, before we get started, I'd like to shout out Gaff Jam Recording Studios for assisting me with the sound. And you know, Reasonings would not be Reasonings without our drink sponsor. So for this episode, our drink sponsor is brought to you by Appleton Estate Reserved Rum, which I am sipping on with a splash of ginger beer, or you could say a toops of ginger beer. You can also drink this straight on the rocks, but I prefer it with a little bit of ginger beer. My special guest, guys, today for Reasonings is Conscience. Conscience, yeah, man. A man who hardly likes to talk to people, but he did that with me because you know why? We be drinking. So let's just get right into it.
We're rolling.
We are rolling, guys. This is Reasonings with Odessa. My special guest today for episode 2 is...
Say my name.
Yeah, say your name.
Conscience.
What's your government name?
You know, I'm going to like it. I don't like it, but it's Garfield Delano Spence.
I like Delano.
Yeah.
I like Delano, but Delano, we'll keep Conscience.
Delano, all right. But luckily, somebody, some wise person called me Greg from me young, and it just stick with me. So thank God for them, whoever that was. So I never have to walk and tell everybody, so many of them. Fucking Garfield.
Why? When did the Conscience come into? For those that don't know, because there's a lot of people that you're just a brand new artist to some people now.
Yeah.
You've rebranded yourself. You've got a new label. You've got everything. So, for those that don't know, how did the Conscience name come up?
I think with my bridging them, me have to talk proper English.
This is called Reasonings, you know.
Good, all right.
And we're drinking today. Sorry to cut you, Greg. We are drinking Appleton Estate Reserve, and drinks are brought to you by them. And we're feeling nice and mellow right now.
Yeah. See, you're not mellow yet, man. That's crazy. If you just...
I'm a quick lay.
Oh, mad. You want another cup? Yeah, so, man, my bridging them. You know, if we go up on the move, whether we do something good or something bad, me always the one that said, yeah, but why? So not that I'm not going to be doing it, but I just need a reason for everything. So them say, yo, you're coming like a conscience.
You and know, that conscience. Was it?
Yeah, that's it.
And it stuck with you?
Stuck with me. I'm going to like it. I'm going to work with it when we move into music and the whole nine.
How did you get into music? What was your, you know, when did you become a DJ? What was it like?
I was always a fan, like, I love music from morning. Seeing, like, high school, from Walkman to Discman, from earphones to earbuds to Bluetooth, like from ever since my love music.
That's fine.
Yeah, every genre, everything. So I love it, really. But my big brother just say, yo, go with the music now. I say, all right. And that was it.
Wow. Yeah. And who's your influences at that period when we had, like, the Discman? Because my Walkman was with cassette days. That's how old I am.
Walkman.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Them time, we never have influences. I was just a fan. Like, before actually being involved in the music, I wouldn't say anybody influenced. Like, I never have a desire to be an artist. It was never on the table.
Your brother just said, I'm music.
Just
say,
yeah, go take up music and we just start do it.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep. All right, so, okay, we've gone into music and you came out with Winner and yeah. That's how I knew you.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo, he's cute. Mm-hmm. When did you realize that you're cute and he had a sex symbol?
School years. It was sports. Look at schoolwork and girls.
What
and
kind
girls,
of sports?
And girls and girls and girls and girls and girls and
more girls.
Sometimes some more girls. Sports we used to do football and basketball and then we get some punishment for PE and we do tracks for a few months. But mainly a football, basketball, and swimming. So, you know, with that now, a little silent youth in the school with earphones, walking up and down, kicking ass on the basketball courts and the football field. You know the girls. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. Have you always been the quiet guy? Because before I said to somebody, I'm going to be doing reasonings with contracts. In a like chat. So yeah. I'm like, oh, it depends on the person.
Exactly. Like, I think I'm quiet until... Yo, I think I'm quiet.
Until you know a person. I think
no,
that.
Like, I always try to say, no, when you get to know, like, not, I'm not so much an introvert anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If we have stuff to talk about, we'll talk, but I'm not the conversationalist. I mean, I'll go. Some people can go on and just, you know what I mean? That was never me.
All right. So tell me about this new project, because we were talking about rebranding, and you've rebranded yourself, and you have your new album out right now. What's the name of the album? Let the folks know.
The album is called It Feel Good.
And why is it patois, It Feel Good?
I like, we just spat it out because I'm a Jamaican. And that's what I'm selling.
So you just say It Feel Good?
Yeah, It Feel Good.
So everything in the album consists of feel. You have some really good feel good songs.
Yeah.
You're driving, you can just listen to it and feel confident and feel uplifted and stuff. But take us through the steps of this It Feel Good project.
What happened is, we did have an album complete. It was called From the Hotel Room. Artwork, everything, we start promo. But then some really tragic things happening in my life in recent times. And it just shake up my meds. So I just put the album there aside, and scrap it and start over fresh. I think this album is really, it show who I am. What I've been through when we're there in terms of music and the direction I'm going in a music from that time.
The evolution?
Till now. Yeah. So you have a little bit of sexiness to the girl, then you have a whole heap of mixed genres. You have hardcore dancehall. The topic selection is same way, all up and down, around, mix up. And you know, there's even a one song when we go a little bit expressive in terms of my personal. Experiences that people know about. So it's just an album when we want people to listen to and say, yeah, that song they bad, that song they are mine, or them three songs they are mine. And you know what I mean? We have some song where we can say, all right, take to this market, and some song where we say, all right, this is for this market, and just an overall good project.
Who'd you collaborate? You collaborated with Rick Ross, you used one of, I call him your friend, Russian.
Yeah.
Who else is also on the album? And how did the Rick Ross thing come about, by the way?
Sharon Burke.
Big up Auntie Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon Burke and Rick Ross, they're my friend.
Okay.
So, let's see, Baker Steez. Or...
Oh, hello, Baker Steez.
Hey.
You know I call you Baker Street, right?
They call me all type of
So, guys, Baker Steez is a part of Conscience's label. He's on your label, right?
Yeah.
He's just walked into our reasonings session that we're having right now. And I can see his face finally, because every picture he puts up, he's always hiding his face or something. And it annoys me as one of the people.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm in marketing as well, and I like to see people's faces if you're going to sell a brand.
Yeah, yeah,
so, Baker Steez, we need some pictures showing your face.
Go find him, go find him IG at Baker Steez, B-A-K-E-R-S-T-E-E.
And actually, you can check out his interview on O Access Jamaica, because we did a first interview with him, question and answer, as well. So you can hit up and find out a little bit more about Baker Steez.
That just might be him only interview.
So yeah.
He talks to no
That's
one.
Why we have access, love.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
why.
My thing exclusive.
So let's get back to what were we talking about again?
Yeah, Sharon Burke, link up the whole Rick Ross thing. You know what I mean? I guess she know them from before.
Mm-hmm.
And me express some more, I get Rick Ross on it, and him shot it.
From Bully Beef to
a Bentley. And him come at the video shoot and him was not pussy eat. I can't say.
Yeah, man. Well, yo, this is reasoning,
like a,
you know.
He never going like a pussy neither. Him.
He's humble.
Yeah, man. Him all a vibe. And
did he bring a can of Bully Beef with him?
No. Him bring him belly where him not have no.
I know.
That belly's gone.
But you lot should at least cook up some Bully Beef and some sweet corn.
It wasn't
and
that
someday.
Kind of party.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, upon the album, you know, you have Baker Steez was just walking.
Mm-hmm. Baker Steez, would you like a drink? Would you like a drink, love?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, more as a Russian more than one time, because him do like, him put a verse in that same Bully Beef to a Bentley song there. He produced a track.
Mm-hmm.
He produced the one named In My Sleep, featuring an ex-rapper, a young rapper named Kosa from Billy's.
Oh, wicked.
Chris Brown up on the album, Taurus Riley.
Singing. We're going to go back to Taurus in a minute, because...
Yeah.
There's a joke, a running joke between Craigie and you and Taurus.
Eh,
yeah,
what
because,
know about?
Because Craigie's married now.
Yeah.
You're married now. So the pressure's on Taurus.
Mm.
Taurus still under pressure, him now.
So it go. Him not feeling the pressure still. He better do what him feel like for do, when him feel like
That's
for do,
right.
if him feel like for do.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, man, who else up on the album? Satori, a girl, a new singer girl with a crazy voice.
Is she going to be under your roster, or is it somebody
no,
that's
No, she's actually
random?
Signed to Russian.
Okay.
A Russian artist.
Nice.
Nice vibe. Mm.
It feel good is coming. All right, so let's go to marriage, because you're upset. A holy woman.
Yeah.
A holy woman. Yeah. What just made you say, all right, how did you meet her? If you want to name her name, how did you meet your wife?
I think it was online when our friend them reached out to me, like she thought about me.
Mm-hmm.
And when our friend them,
sorry,
when our friend them
got Drake interruption,
go behind our back. When our friend them go behind our back and reach out to me, and me I talk to the friend as she.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my daddy hold me little hype and thing, so I never to run in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then eventually we end up talking because I have the friend. And big up to the friend. Thank God for the friend.
Yes, big her up, man.
See, you know, but, and then we link and then some years and go through ups and downs and round and more ups and more downs. And more downs and more ups. And she turned my real friend and my general, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What makes her different from any other woman that you've met?
That is something where you can't word, you know. Like, if you have some people who are poetic,
mm-hmm.
with every situation, and I mean, like, you have to live some things. You can't really describe certain things. But you will know for sure, though.
So when a
you
man
can,
knows...
You can hint. There are some little things where you can use to hint and say, well, this, like, oh, she loved my daughter like a fair daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, she care for me different from, you know what I mean, a girl and me that fuck her, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some little things that make you can't see, say, yo, that girl, yeah.
So how did you propose? It's an exclusive, guys. How did you propose? You go on bended knee.
I don't want to say. Make we leave it, right? It's not that exclusive. Let's see.
All right, he can whisper it to me later. After, I won't say anything. Yeah, off the air.
Yeah, but when the word got out about engagement, we literally see like half of my female following just
drop.
Just done. You know, like there was a time when if you say something bad about me online, they could have just see the girl and rush them and just. But about a year after that, it was a lot more reserved. Like the big defense system never did it. Till, like I think about last year when the girl them start know her and know who she is and them see her online, and you have some girl who actually start love her.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh.
So it's like, it would have gone through that phase where the girl them love her for me, and then woman are wicked, so them take time forget about her, and just. Love me back again, so I'm just happy feet.
No, the women, I mean, it's honorable. It's honorable. Yeah. It's honorable when a man can say, I'm ready, I'm going to settle down. You done fuck how much woman already, so it's time to just settle down now.
And then if you're a man like me, where it can't be, like, it can't be, you know, some man I say, yo, man, you're whipped. Or if a man like me, that not really in the, you know what I mean? If there's something about a girl, like, I will go through every type of girl.
In this time and age, don't you think it's important for our generation to see more black love and more celebrities settling down and falling in love? And it's why is it a problem? It's not pussy whipped and it's not whipped. Why is it a problem that people see
a man...
When a man is settling down for a woman, that's a problem, and it's stupid.
No, you know what? I'm going to find that. I think it way more accepted. Like, you know, not, like even younger kids, a man of them girl, like is not a one pussy vibe, like in a Richard level there yet. But man of them girl now, like, whole up a couples thing is like a trend thing now, not just marriage, but couples from young days come right up on them something. I see that happen more now than in times before. So I think the man them know what I go on, man, and the woman them know what I go on, but, you know, two each is one, that must say.
Let's talk about fatherhood. You have two beautiful children, one from your daughter that everybody knows and grew up with, and you did everything for her, and then you have your mini-me. What's their names, and how are they doing? And
great. Saji is my daughter. She's 11. And my son named Liam.
Liam or Liam?
Liam, L-I-A-M.
Liam. For us English people, it's Irish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Liam is a very prominent Irish name.
Yeah. And he is 3 next year, my 28.
3 going on, 30, basically.
Yeah.
So who runs the household? Is it Saji or Liam?
Liam, for sure. Like, Liam, Liam, Liam. Because Saji is just in love with him. And, you know, he's a little one, he's a boy, and... I just want like a boss. I'm like a boss vibe.
Is there anything that you see in both of them that stands out, which is you? And you say, Jesus Christ, that's me.
Competitive. And
both of them?
Yeah, show off. And them really cocky. Like,
that's definitely Greg.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. And them have...
How did they take the wedding and everything? How did your daughter feel about you getting married?
Oh, she loved it.
Yeah?
She loved the whole thing because she loved my wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the whole, she loved the whole dressing up and the whole girly something.
Oh.
Them type of something. Liam don't give a fuck about nothing. The man in us, I live.
Man, I live life. Love it. Man, I live better than everybody.
Anything or anything right now for Liam. The man in us care.
All right. So, losing your brother now.
Wow.
Whoa. So from that was something there. We're going from light heights to depths now. That was...
Yeah.
That took everybody by... May I pour another drink? That rocks everybody.
Yeah.
How are you like... How long has it been now? A year? Or 2 years?
I don't even know. You know, it feels like last week. I don't know.
And how are you coping with the loss of your brother?
I mean, every month me have a new philosophy on how me go deal with it. And then by the following month, shit does not work. So it's like you have to constantly reinvent ways. You know, them they on Instagram and every minute somebody put a caption and like, you read the caption and think, yeah, this is real life. And yeah, but, you know, it's on a something way. Like, me lose people before.
Mm-hmm.
People were close, but it's like me never realized how much him did mean. Because if you know him, you know he's a very, he's a person where he's just easy going on.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Easy. But
when me start look back on some picture and realize, so like, me did have one real cheerleader, like.
Your biggest.
Yeah. When you look on every, like, if you look on picture with me, I win awards. You see him run there, skinny yeah. teeth, big teeth and skin. every major event in my life. Yeah, from the picture I take, you see him.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Round there, I take that with a big smile. When him are doing thing, them you see me round there. So it's like that just gone. And
do you still feel him, his presence around you? Because I'm talking about, I'm very spiritual. I feel the spirit world.
I'm to say it. I'm still there one part.
In the dream, you?
No.
In the dream yet?
No, I'm still there one part. Like, all right, I joke this now. So we're real. You ready? This can't real. No. I guess I'm still. I mean, I'm a realist.
Yeah, I know.
But.
I know.
Fuck up.
And you're talking about his foundation. You set up something for his foundation. How? What are we going to be doing for this year? You have any plans for this year?
I'm not going to lie. Like, for the past 4 months, I've never follow up mm-hmm. with it. You know what I mean? I tell myself, say, after Europe, mega Europe. In July and August, and after that, I just double down on it because yeah, people are linking me up and send money. That is like, you know, I appreciate them something when people hear the word charity and them can relate to it
mm-hmm.
and then feel like the energy for give support. The first thing is, all right, which part I'm going to send the money? So I have a whole heap of money offer, but I don't want money yet until I know so I'm going to use the money, though. Something
for him as
and
well,
not necessarily for him. Like we can't look for him again.
Well, but to honor his legacy or something yeah. that he would want.
But the cause, the foundation was really set up in aid of people that are going through depression and mm-hmm. them type of something the way him got through. So until we find the right way for battle that, the right approach, I don't want to see nobody money. So you know what I mean. So I still try to figure that out. Some doctors did the launch and. Now for the things where me did have was, all right, this is the plan, this is how we're going to do it. Some people come at the launch where, and tell me, say, yo, we do have hotlines and we do have this mm-hmm. and this center for this and center for that, but nobody knows. So I think the main thing to do advertising and try to desensitize the topic a little bit and make it feel normal.
Yeah, because it's a situation that yeah. a lot of Jamaicans, a lot of people globally go through it this way.
And now put a name to it.
Right, and there's a lot of people that are depressed who don't even know that they're depressed.
Exactly.
And you yeah. just think, I'm mad, you know, Jamaicans, I'm mad, man.
You know, like, even when my brother passed me, you're a whole heap of money with a whole heap of talk, and I said, yo, you're mad, this and cause them, it's some things cause it, and, you know what I mean, some girl thing, and, you know what I mean, and who know my brother? My brother fucked for Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing?
Mm-hmm.
I never know girl thing, and you know, everybody just has to say, yeah, man, a doctor, and if I did me, I could.
Everybody always has yeah, something to say.
Everybody
when?
A doctor, and them a the chap, and them a this, and them a that. But
once it's done, everybody has their mouth.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, so.
I just, all right, well, you know you're going to keep me posted on
sure.
that. Yeah. Was there something I wanted to say? So,
all of a sudden, the appetite is just so keen.
Yeah, I'm mellow now.
How did that happen?
When did that mellow. And he's
the
got shades,
the shades and the light.
Dry land tourist, you know you need to take off the glasses when you take a picture, right?
Yeah. You see the shades and the light?
Mm-hmm.
It work with liquor.
Listen, we've got nice ambiance. We're in your studio, which is a nice little hidden studio. No one knows where this is, so mm-hmm. I feel really cool to be here. Sub new government.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your take on like what the fuckery that's been happening with Kanye West and all these issues that are happening with Black America and Black people in shootings, police calling people on Black people. This is the recent incident that happened with Denisha Prendergast. What's your take on all of that?
Like, in terms of Kanye, I couldn't care less. Like, mm-hmm. Kanye a mad blood clot, man. You think Kanye did that kind of album I got dropped
mm-hmm.
and him tour I got sold out because most people think say are black people support black music.
No, well, it's white kids.
Okay.
It's not even white people, it's youth, white kids.
And Kanye show I gotta have and him tour them where I gotta come up, them I gotta have black people that really don't give a fuck, we're just loving music. Them I gotta have white kids and them I gotta have white people where they're on him side now because him come out and say he might support Trump.
Right.
So I just preparing myself for hear some records I broke. Kanye have
been. Do you own a pair of Yeezys?
Yeah man.
Would you burn your Yeezys?
Hell no. Like, fuck that. Fuck that. You know, everybody feel like them can't run at them yard and make a difference. You can't make a difference on your fucking house. No. You know what I mean? Get out, get in the street. You can't protest by posting something.
No, you have to just not buy his new music and stop buying the Yeezys. Yeah. And
if you want, like...
No, I'm a Kanye fan. I want to hear what he's doing with other productions, with other people. Like Tiana Taylor, with Pusha, with all the other stuff, because I really do think he is a genius, and I think he's a good producer. But in terms of what he said, I kind of do understand what he said, but I don't
he'll probably bring it off.
I don't think he knows how to articulate himself properly at all. I spoke to Farrakhan last week on his birthday. Farrakhan mentors Kanye. Mm-hmm. And he just said, pray for him.
Hmm.
He's like, just pray for him.
You think when prayers are on, to whosoever I don't pray to,
mm-hmm.
when I think Kanye, they're up there on the list of who need prayers. See? So, all of that is them good.
I couldn't go into depth of the conversation because it's a personal conversation, but he just said, give him some prayer because he does get spiritual guidance and spiritual talking from Farrakhan and many others as well. So in terms of black on black crime, let's talk about what's, you know, the
You mean racism? That's
with Denisha and slavery. Did you saw what's going on with Denisha Pendergrass? Did you see that?
Racism and slavery is still here. Big time.
But don't you think that West Indian people or Caribbean people
we're not exposed to it
because we're used to our own people. But we do have an elitist, like we have the uptown browning.
Yeah, we have classism and prejudice. Yeah. But that's not racism. Racism a different ballgame. I can dead and nothing not come out like for nothing.
Like only for people are dead at West Milan right now.
Yeah.
And nobody now talk about it.
Alright, but American thing are like, you can be legally correct and nobody give a fuck because, you know what I mean? Fuck you, you're black and you see white man. That's serious. I see that for myself out of my two eye.
Yeah, you're in Miami as well a lot. What's the balance? What is it that you love about Miami and what is it that you love when you come home?
Big up to anybody over there in Miami. Where I listen right now. I'm not really a big Miami fan.
Mm-hmm.
I Jamaica, I love.
Mm-hmm.
But my picking them, they're Miami. My entire family there, Miami. My mother, they live in New York. I just move her, come to Miami.
Mm-hmm. So, it's easier.
I'm there,
What is it that you love when you're home in Jamaica?
I just love everything about Jamaica. The same things when we complain about with Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
it's so crazy. The same things you love about Jamaica. Like the energy is just different. Until it starts, when you see a change out of 5,000 US. And it goes a poof.
Life is expensive now.
Yes, what is?
Money goes poof right now. Money is not good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it that you're feeling, apart from Baker Steez? Not street guys, Baker Steez. Don't listen to me. He's a cool kid.
Yeah.
Who else in music that's young, even though you're still young, you're still like in the middle now, that you're feeling? So many.
Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Governor.
Mm-hmm.
Me like, I think them artists, them me like. Me think everybody else, me just like them song.
Right.
Like what there's a one song me love from the person and a one song from.
What is the difference between Governor and Massacre? Because some people listen to it and say they all sound the same.
No, far different. Massacre one of the wickedest lyricists right now in our dancehall music. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Zane, Governor just a bad artist where him have a similar lyricist type of man, me can empower Donnie and thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this, me for him success, I'm just happy because we sit him at try for years.
He's from, a humble guy as well.
From, yeah, me never raised with him yet.
But humble.
From before me, I tried the music.
Mm-hmm.
Then I tried the music. And wow. If you see him up on the ground now and say, yeah, make a name for himself, change him name, and I do him thing now. Them thing, me like progress. I like see success. Even if I not mine. It just, especially in a dancehall music.
Is there any women that you're feeling right now? Not in dancehall, not feeling apart from. Mm. Ladies, I'm actually feeling, you know, Greg, you have to go back in the gym still.
No, sir, what you say?
The abs.
Easy, man. By the way, she wasn't really fondling.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. It's your boy Spitty, here from DGB, a.k.a. Dirty Glove Bastards, Off the Porch Podcast. Now, if you're a fan of artist interviews, then make sure to check out and subscribe to Off the Porch, a show that interviews everybody from the dopest up-and-coming artists, your favorite OGs and legends, street comedians, directors, and other influential people from the culture. And it's brought to you exclusively by Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by Creator.
Just playing around, all right?
No, it's just, this is my brother, guys. Most of the men that I will do reasonings with are people that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched them build while I was building together. So Conscience has been around since Donkey's years.
Wow.
Where is it that you grew up again?
Sherlock
the Warlock.
You just put more 10 years per me. I've been around since when? Anyway, girls, first of all, we need more female artists. So may I look for female artists to sign?
Oh, really?
And where
would they send their information to?
I don't want it to happen like that. I just want somebody to jump.
So suppose I see something, I can say, hey,
yeah,
Conscience,
sure.
Like, there's this girl that I really feel, but who is it? All right, there's some girls that I'm feeling right now. There's Savannah.
I don't know who that is.
Savannah is Protégé's, under Protégé's label. There's Jada Kingdom.
Yeah.
There is Layla IK. There is Coffee. I'm going to let you listen to all of them.
Yeah, me or Coffee. Coffee is like a DJ.
Yeah.
Hardcore DJ. Rasta DJ. Yeah.
So those girls, that I think are really hot right now.
Where songs concerned though, there's the Dove Magnum girl.
Mm-hmm.
Ball Out song. There's, she don't live in Jamaica. That I would say.
I like, what's her name as well? Tosh Alexander.
Oh, I can't remember the voice. Girl. You see, that's crazy. From it reach a point where you can't even remember the girl them like that.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Like, them need, I don't know if I support them need or them need to get more.
Do you think women should not be as ultra sexy artists? Because you notice, like, our female artists have to be, either have to be dancehall queens or ultra sexy. Can we not just have an artist that's just who they are? Because you find that there's a lot of white girls that just do the same thing.
I think them for just be who the fuck they are. And but most of them sexy and them have some level of sex appeal.
Mm-hmm.
So with the advice you use, where you have at the advantage, you know what I mean? And people buy into that. If you can do that naturally, I think Shensia do that sexuality something there and mix it with just being a real
herself
girl too.
Yeah. So. Girl next door kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. All right, so your vibe's in Shensia as well. I like her work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a hard worker. I like that. Yeah. Anything else?
Are you going to leave that bottle when you go?
I'll leave that bottle for you, love.
Thank you. We'll have it tonight and record many hits.
Okay. And make sure that you call my name when the hits come out and say, you know what, Dessa did reasonings with me and she left that bottle of Appleton.
I'm just putting your name in that intro.
Or I can get a percentage. I don't mind.
All right, let me just not put your name in the intro.
Okay, even a 0.2%, yeah, you know.
Let me just forget that. All right, turn your background on. Yeah, there you go.
All right, guys, so I think that's it for now. That's Reasonings with Odessa and Conscience. Thank you so much
for
giving me your time and opening up a little bit more to me. Actually, I want to ask you one more question that's really rude.
Okay.
I'm going to ask every man this question. Do you watch porn?
It's been a while.
Oh.
It's been a real while. I used to watch porn. Like, one of the time when you come out of my yard, porn just up on my TV. On. Like, you know, when me young and wild. full of girl
and what turns you on, turns you on.
In porn? Or what turns me on?
Yeah, period.
Girls, like, girls.
All kinds of women? I don't think you have a...
Sexy girls. And sexy doesn't always mean you cock up and your breast big. And, you know, some people just look very sexual. And they have this high level of sexuality. Sexual attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sex appeal.
Mm-hmm.
So sexy girls and clean girls. Like
conscience. Oh, yeah. I forgot to ask you. Do you remember one time when we were doing, when we did the In the Dance TV show, and I think we had a conversation about old women. Are old women still running you down?
That has never stopped.
Because, you know, like, you took over from Shaggy, because Shaggy's the artist that be an old woman. The old women would beat the young girls out the front of the stage for Shaggy.
Mm-hmm.
Young girls don't have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Does that still happen for you?
Yeah. Okay. But I think it's a lot more. You see, thank God, you see, social media is so good and so bad. I think girls know where conscience is concerned. It's like, them see me as... This is from how the interaction are going. No, it's like, you know, when you can't get something, so it become more attractive to you. That me see happen now. So like, it's still kind of respectful.
Since you got married, more girl are rushing.
For sure.
Just to prove that they want to, they can get something from you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And how much slide in your DMs do you get a day?
A lot. A lot.
Does your wife look at some of them? Do you show your wife some of them sometimes and have a laugh?
Yeah, for sure. And there's a part in our Instagram DM now where them just some things over there, so where like people that you don't follow. There's a section where them can't see, so you look on them message and them.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll look through that.
What is the worst thing that you've got in a DM?
We want to say the worst or the best.
The best and the worst, like. Something that will make you say, Jesus, Lord.
First of all, you're not going to put me in a problem if my wife listens to this. But
no, but look, she's my darling. I've met her already. Yeah, you've given me my formal introduction.
So you have to ask me what's the worst.
Yeah, what's the worst?
So there's no best.
Okay.
The worst. I think the worst thing is like when you click on something and you just say a pussy. You don't see no head, you don't see no face, you don't see no high, you don't see no text, just a pussy dead there.
And it's not attractive.
And then you have some people in your DM having like full old relationship with you and you never have converted them yet. So you get like routine pussy and routine masturbation video and routine, no, you know what I mean?
That's crazy. I don't get those kind of things at all. I probably have about 2 DMs a year. So praise be God. Because they know I'm feisty and I don't like dick pics. So
yeah.
I put that out there.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I think that's it.
By the way, all of that was lies, okay?
No lies.
That was just Appleton.
No lies, it's not Appleton. Big up to Appleton Estate for providing us with the drinks today for Reasonings with Me, Odessa. I think that's it, my love. I can't wait for this to come out for people to get a little more insight. Thank you for sharing with me.
No problem.
And when we do the video version, that will be better.
Yeah, man.
And we'll do one with Baker Steez and the rest of the crew by that time.
Put on video. Let's see if it works.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, boom.
AC time.
Can stop and... AC time. Yes, we did our bun up. Thanks so much again for tuning in to episode 2 of Reasonings with Me, Odessa. Thanks once again to my special guest, Conscience, and drink sponsor, Appleton Estate. Now, don't forget to subscribe and rate us on Apple and Google Podcasts. And head over to oaccessjamaica.com for all what's happening in Jamaican and Caribbean pop culture. My name's Odessa. Linkage laters. Peace.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.